Parshas Vayetze begins with Yaakov on the run. He had just, put in quotes, stolen the brachas from his brother, Esav, and Esav promised that he vowed revenge. He's going to kill him. So the pasuk begins, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana. Simple six words, and Rashi informs us that this took 14 years, because he didn't go directly. It says twice, Vayetze Yaakov and Vayelech, two different things. He first went out, and then he went. Where was he for 14 years? He was in the Beis Medrash. Can you imagine this? Someone on the run, and he runs to the Beis Medrash. Pretty strange. And the pasuk itself is not really saying it openly. It's like hidden a little bit. We've many times said that life imitates art, that the Torah is going on what the live versions were. So since Yaakov was hidden for 14 years, the Torah hides the idea of being hidden within the words themselves. You have to look at it and say, wait a second, what's a Vayetze? What's a Vayelech? Or you have to figure out the years of Yaakov's life and realize there's 14 years missing. When he was in live time, missing, hiding, then the Torah hides those words as well. That's why it's set up that way. But the question becomes, wait a second. If you're Yaakov and you're looking for a place to hide, is that the place you're going to hide in the Beis Medrash? Is that not the easiest location to be found? Wouldn't Esav immediately look for Yaakov in the Beis Medrash? As they say, everyone has patterns. And the FBI looks for people. They look for places they like to go. If a person likes the gym, they'll start checking out gyms in the new locations. If he likes watch stores, they'll check out if anyone sold a watch. Wouldn't Esav immediately check out the local Beis Medrashes to find out where Yaakov is? The answer was he didn't go to the Beis Medrash only to hide. He went to the Beis Medrash to learn Torah, to immerse himself in Torah study. That was the protection, not the hiding. The Torah was the protection. When one is immersed 100% in Torah, the Rashi says that Yaakov didn't sleep based on a diak and the pasuk for 14 years. Totally immersed in Torah, that is the protection. It very well could be Esav knew where he was. Doesn't make a difference. He's untouchable in that surroundings. Untouchable. The only time he can get him is when he walks out of the Beis Medrash. Then he could send his son to go attack him. Go steal his money. Go kill him. Only once he left the Beis Medrash. And Esav knew this. How do we know Esav knew this? Because there are interpretations that at the end of last week's parsha, when Esav said, I'm going to get Yaakov, he said, I'm going to wait for my father to pass away. And then I'm going to take revenge. And of course, the obvious, simple understanding of this is because Esav was a person who respected his parents and did not want to harm his parents while they were alive and didn't want to kill Yaakov. That would affect his parents while they were alive. So he was going to wait for Yitzchak to pass away, and then there would be no point to waiting and then kill Yaakov. That's a simple interpretation. But others explain that's not what he said. What he said was, I can't touch Yaakov when he's immersed in Torah. But when someone's parent, Chas v'Shalom, passes away, there's a rule that the Avelim, the mourners, are prohibited from learning Torah, from studying Torah in depth. So therefore, Esav said, I can't touch him now when he's immersed in Torah, but if our father, Yitzchak, passes away and Yaakov is forced to sit a week in mourning, I'll get him then. The protection will come down. So Esav himself was aware of this. And the first thing Yaakov did was follow that advice and ran to the Beis Medrash for 14 years, totally immersed, totally protected. He wasn't looking for a hiding place. He was looking for a bunker, a protection. The obvious lesson to us. When we immerse ourselves in Torah and mitzvahs, we are protected. Let's all do it and greet Mashiach.